For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. A joint task force between local and federal law enforcement authorities announced charges Tuesday against 21 people allegedly involved in a drug trafficking and distribution scheme in the Inland Empire. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
The two-year investigation resulted in the seizure of over 100 pounds of methamphetamine, $30,000 in cash, and a variety of weapons, much of which is believed to have been driven over the Mexico border into Riverside County, says Christy Johnson, Assistant Director of the FBI's Los Angeles Bureau.
These numbers are particularly significant because the defendants were able to smuggle these drugs across the border during COVID.
Riverside's Police Chief Larry Gonzalez says this was a big victory in making the community safer after recent increases in violent crime.
It's important for me that our residents are able to enjoy their community without the fear of violence, but also without the fear that they could become prey to addiction or even death due to some of these harmful drugs that are being sold in our neighborhoods.
Officials from the task force, which also includes the Riverside County Sheriff and the Drug Enforcement Agency, say in many cases the meth was distributed by local Riverside gangs and the proceeds benefited the Mexican mafia. The defendants in this federal indictment face mandatory minimum 10-year prison sentences. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.
Beginning Tuesday, those who have been vaccinated against the coronavirus will be able to resume their everyday activities without wearing a mask. There are exceptions. Californians will still be required to mask up in public transit, at schools, childcare centers, in healthcare and long-term care facilities, in prisons, and at emergency or homeless shelters. In workplaces, employers are subject to the Cal-OSHA COVID-19 Emergency Temporary Standards. For the unvaccinated, masks will be required in indoor public settings and businesses. A 28-year-old man suspected of committing identity theft to fraudulently collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in unemployment benefits is behind bars in Riverside. City News Service says Thomas Frank Ledbetter of Fontana was booked Tuesday on suspicion of forgery, ID theft, money laundering, falsifying documents, and possession of controlled substances. Police believe he stole more than $316,000 in unemployment benefits from the California Employment Development Department. The investigation began with a traffic stop on September 19th, when $9,000 in casino winnings were seized, along with nearly 23 grams of heroin and 13 ATM cards from the EDD that were in other people's names. It's believed Ledbetter made numerous withdrawals on each of the cards. Authorities have arrested a 45-year-old man on suspicion of impersonating a police officer and making a traffic stop in Southern California. The California Highway Patrol says the man used his Ford F-150 pickup illegally outfitted with lights to pull over a vehicle Monday in Riverside County. The motorist he pulled over had a dash camera that recorded the incident, and the footage was turned over to the Highway Patrol. Investigators identified the man, who had his child in the truck during the traffic stop. He was arrested Wednesday and could face charges including impersonating an officer and child endangerment. The San Bernardino County Museum is excited to announce a new exhibition coming to town starting today, June 10th, to August 29th, 2021, for all ages. It's the Super Monster City Exhibition, America's Monsters, Superheroes, and Villains, a collection of 300-plus action figures, posters, games, and more from the 1960s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. The Super Monster City collection ranges from well-known DC and Marvel comic book characters to Hollywood monsters of the 1960s. More information about this event at sbcounty.gov/museum. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.